I hear preachers all the time to convert people on airplanes. Good for them. I don't talk to people on airplanes. I'm too busy trying to stay alive. I don't like going through security because I never know what not to say. You know, do you have any weapons? What do you need? You know, that's, no. And I don't want to explain this, but I just will say body cavity searches, after the third or fourth one, they lose their novelty. But we still write. That's important. So you get on an airplane. And yes, I do preach like this. So I got on the airplane, and I am so tired. They'd flown me down to Jacksonville, Florida to speak at a university and then fly back. And I was living in West Virginia at the time. We had to fly out of Pittsburgh. And so I'm just tired. I'm hot. I'm wrinkled as I can be because it's been a very long 20 hours. So now I'm sitting in the airplane. They're about to take off to fly back to West Virginia or to Pittsburgh. When this girl steps on the plane, she's 23, 25, something like that, right? But I'm ancient, so that's a girl. She steps. Now, the plane is two-thirds empty. There's only one seat beside me. And she's looking the length of the plane, and I'm thinking, don't you dare. And she sat beside me. And I'm going, all right, Lord. All right. So we're in the air. And all of a sudden, I notice I'm moister than I should be. And I look over, and she has spilled a can of ginger ale. Without realizing it, all over me. This is the equivalent of the Holy Spirit sticking you with a stick. I went, ah. And she went, oh, I'm so sorry. And she went out, grabbed some napkins, headed for me, and went, nope, married. Now I'll take care of this, thanks. You know, and she was, we finally, I thought, sorted it out, and things got quiet again. I looked over, and there were tears. And I went, it really is all right. I was going to burn this suit anyway. And she goes, no, it's that I've had a really rough week. And I went, oh, that's all I said. I didn't say, oh, lean back and tell me all about it. I just said, oh. So she leaned back and told me all about it. And this was years ago. Some of your parents might remember there was a whole bunch of sexual harassment problem in the Army. She was a sergeant. She'd been sexually harassed and not reported it, but somebody had witnessed it and reported it, and now she was in trouble for not reporting it. And so they'd sent her home for the week. It was Thanksgiving week. While they reviewed her case to see whether she still had a career. But as we're landing in Pittsburgh, she's not sure if her dad will be there because they didn't leave under good terms. Not sure if she has a career back there. Not sure if her dad will meet her there. And so we talked. We talked for about an hour. After a while, she goes, what do you do for a living? Now, I can answer that question four or five different ways. But I decided to go for minister. I said, I'm a minister of a church. She goes, oh, that's great. I probably needed to speak to a minister tonight. I was going, okay. Then she thought for a while, and she goes, but I guess I still probably need to see a counselor, a therapist, or something. I'm going, good one, God. And I walked her off the plane, and her dad was there. And I left them when they were still hugging. But I wanted to explain that to you, to let you know that I'm also a reluctant servant, and God has to poke me too. And say, look, pay attention, over here. Look for the person that nobody else is touching and touch them. Look to the person that nobody else is listening to. And listen to them. And be relentless in this. Never stop. These people need God. And they're not going to find him until they see your eyes. I don't know how many times I've had people look at me and say, you know, Patrick, I hear all of this, but I don't think I can believe in God. And I've got their eyes. And I said, look here. Watch me. If you can't believe in God, fair enough. Just watch me. And if you find any other explanation for this, you let me know. More than one of those I've baptized in recent months. You want to believe in God? Watch me. Watch what happens next. And it's amazing what God will do for you if you do it God's way and be relentless. The world's relentless in getting you, by the way. It wants you. It's going to do things such as saying, it's a sale this weekend only. Like they're not going to have another one.